I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music. And I've got two guests on the show today. Craig Russo leads the Latin Jazz Project. He and they will be performing in Champaign Wednesday evening at 6:30. And Jordan Kay is a guitarist and banjo player and singer and more in the Champaign Urbana community for many, many years, plays in a group called the Prairie Dogs, plays bluegrass and many other groups that he's participated with, and often even occasionally shows up with the Champaign Urbana Symphony and other classical groups when somebody needs a banjo player in particular. And the Prairie Dogs will be at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute playing on their concert series in Urbana Thursday, free program at noon, and they've got other performances coming up as well. Jordan will be on the second part of the show today. We'll hear a couple of clips from their gigs, and also be hearing from the newest recording by the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. That's all on Live and Local today on FM 90.9. Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project says on its website that they represent the best of both worlds when Latin meets jazz, and they call themselves a fresh mix of outstanding jazz soloists, rich Afro-Cuban-inspired rhythms, and unique arrangements of jazz standards. When I caught up with Craig Russo yesterday afternoon by telephone, I asked him to start off our conversation, what makes Latin jazz Latin?
Latin jazz really is—it's a combination of two forms of music, which I think are in a lot of ways similar. They're kind of musical cousins, and that would be American jazz and Latin. At least the way we use it in our group primarily refers to Caribbean Latin rhythms, and specifically Cuba and some of Brazil. Now, of course, there's a lot more to it than that, but I think Cuba and Brazil have been hugely influential on the music world, and they're both musically rich, diverse places. So, and my main area of interest and what I know the most about is Cuban music. So I kind of say like that the rhythm part of it is the Latin part of it, and the jazz part of it is the harmony and melody. We fuse those two together.
And how did you get involved in this in the first place?
Well, I have been a musician, you know, for all of my life, and with a strong interest in jazz and background in jazz. And these kinds of Latin musics I'm speaking of, whether you want to call them salsa or Afro-Cuban music or some of the Brazilian forms, they're very percussion-intensive music. So naturally, it's very interesting to someone who's a drummer to listen to this, and they. Percussion plays a prominent role, and it's just intriguing. So I wanted to learn more, and I started to study a bit, and got to the point where I would get hired to play both drum set and play Latin percussion, especially congas and some of those instruments. Eventually, I would say about the year 2000, my interest really accelerated, because at that point I thought I wanted to get even deeper into the subject and understand things better, because I was hearing myself on recordings and thinking, boy, you know, I don't sound as good as the people that I listen to that I think are good. You know, what am I going to do about that? I must be, I think I know all I know at this point. I need to add to that. So I started making regular study trips to Cuba, and I've been going every 2 or 3 years since that time.
And how easy has that been, given the political environment between the U.S. and Cuba?
Well, as it turns out, these have all been legal trips to Cuba. It's certainly, you know, because of the political environment, as you say, there has been a trade embargo for many years, and one cannot go there as a tourist. But there are ways to go there. There are other means to do research, and that's how I usually go, is to do research, musical research. And I always tell people, you know, it's not just I've been to Cuba maybe 5 times, and the last time I went, I think in 2007, was the first time I'd ever been to the beach.
Really?
So really, when I go down there, it's very much a cultural and musical immersion experience. I study and play with some of the best percussionists in the world, and then I come back and I work on what I learned from them for a couple of years, and when I think I'm ready for another infusion, I go back and do it again.
Have you met Juan de Marcos?
I have not met him personally. I saw he was the gentleman who was directing the latest version of the Afro-Cuban All-Stars that came through the Midwest?
Yeah, he was. He was on the show. That's why I was curious.
I never met him, but it's interesting how that group has had to change naturally, because unfortunately, and we don't want to make this into a political discussion, but unfortunately, all of his musicians, none of his Cuban musicians live in Cuba, because they're unable to get visas to perform in the United States. So I was kind of wondering how he was going to pull that off, and he did exactly what I would have predicted. He got all of the best expatriate Cuban musicians he could find from around the world and put them together. Yeah,
and he himself is based in Mexico City, which I hadn't even realized during most of our conversation.
Yeah, it's very difficult for the Cuban musicians. There are only a couple of people who are given a little bit more travel freedom. Chucho Valdez still seems to get pretty well respected and can get a visa.
Pianist?
The pianist, exactly. But even I've even heard rumors that he's had trouble at times getting a visa to come back and be the international star that he is. So he may no longer have a base in Cuba anyway, because he may no longer have a base in Cuba because he may not be able to function as a musician that way.
One of the great tragedies of political fallout when it comes to culture. How did you how do you balance your musical activities with your day job, which is as a neuroradiologist?
Well, I'm really busy. I mean, my day today starts early, and I came back after working out of town for half the morning at one of our smaller sites. I came back here, worked for an hour. I'm having this interview with you. Then later in the afternoon, I'm going to have an executive committee meeting, and from there, I got a dash to a gig in downtown Springfield. So it all comes together. Yeah.
At what point did you? Basically, wanting to know how do you balance the interests? I mean, at some point, you decided I want to be a physician, but I want to stay being a musician.
Well, I think I understand the question, and what it really came down to is I originally went to college on a music scholarship at University of Iowa. And I did that for a year, and I just saw that I just didn't know very many musicians. I didn't have very many good examples of people's lives that I wanted to have later on. And I thought, boy, you know, what's the chances of me really having the kind of creative life that, you know, that I want to have? And I thought that those chances, they might happen, but it may be slim. So I thought, well, I'm at college here, I better get an education. So I continued to play, although I didn't participate formally with the music programs. I played jazz and R&B groups and whatever came along. And that at the same time, I got a degree in psychology, and I did the pre-med program. And then many years later, the medical training is intensive. It takes a long time. But as I got to the end of that stages, for what I do, you start, if you include undergraduate, you start when you're about 18, and you finish sometime in your early to mid-30s.
That's a while.
Yeah, that's a while. So I can remember I went to medical school in New York City, and I couldn't play. There was just no opportunity. I remember taking study breaks. I would be playing brushes on my desk to the jazz radio station. That's how I would take study breaks. But once I got out of that training period, I had more free time, and the desire to have a creative life and play music came on me strongly again, and I started again in earnest and really started practicing hard again and studying hard again, and I'm fortunate that I'm able to play with some great musicians, at least I can keep up with them. So.
And you call your group the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project.
Yes, that's right.
How did you come up with that particular name? Why project instead of group or ensemble?
Well, I think why not group or ensemble? I don't know. That's probably more of an arbitrary choice. The only practical reason, though, is that the number of the members of the group varies, and what we do changes. So it is more of a project. It's an ongoing pursuit that evolves over time. When the group started in 2000, there were one set of musicians around, and the musicians who have been in town have participated, have moved on, others have stayed. And I consider it it's really a vehicle for my creative interests and for me to develop my playing, and also I think it contributes something cultural to the region that's not really happening. I also think it's you'd have to ask the other musicians themselves, but I think they find it to be a valuable cultural outlet, a valuable creative outlet as well, because there's some fine musicians. There's a high level of musicianship. We keep it fresh and new all the time, and that's how we like it.
Why don't we take a break from the chat and listen to a selection from your new recording, which was done, as it happens, by Mark Rubel of Pogo Studio, who we just talked to on Monday's show. What would you like to suggest we hear?
Well, I think a good one to start with would be a very familiar tune called Besame Mucho. Maybe a tune that's been a little bit abused because of all the different kinds of treatments it's had, but really is a beautiful tune. And I think what it shows is how we take what may be a jazz standard or another type of standard, and we rework it in our own style. And I think what makes our version unique is that, first of all, we use some Cuban folkloric rhythms on the tune, and also you'll hear some just great playing from the musicians on this, which include Tito Carrillo on trumpet, Chip McNeil on tenor saxophone, Josh Walden on bass, and Chip Stevens on piano. I think on this one I play drum set, and I play all of the percussion that you hear.
Besame Mucho, Kiss Me Much, literally speaking, performed here by the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project on Live and Local on FM 90.9. A tune called Besame Mucho, which may have been familiar to listeners, but the treatment perhaps not so, performed by the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. Craig Russo is my guest on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and they are playing, the project is, this Wednesday evening at Turnberry Ridge Park It's part of the summer music series from the Champaign-Urbana Park District. Actually, specifically, I think the Champaign Park District, since it's in Champaign. That's Wednesday evening at 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And I appreciate your coming on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You've sort of snagged all of the some of the main faculty members at the University of Illinois in the growing jazz department here. Chip McNeil, the tenor sax, pianist Chip Stevens, Tito Carrillo, trumpet player. They're all on faculty at the University of Illinois. Did you know them before, or how did you hook up with them?
I didn't know them before. Chip McNeil was the first one I met when he came here a few years ago, I think in an effort to rejuvenate the program. He's done a fine job bringing all these great musicians and great teachers to be part of the faculty. And Chip has a strong background in Latin jazz. He was musical director for Arturo Sandoval and on the road with him for quite a long time. And so when I told him about the group that I had, and that, you know, honestly, it's always been a bit of a challenge maintaining the group, because it's a challenging group to play in. One has to understand two music languages and understand them both very well. You have to understand jazz and know a lot of tunes, but you also have to understand the rhythms and the treatment of the Latin styles that we play, because then we combine them. And honestly, there are not a lot of people who know both well. There are a lot of fine musicians around, to be sure, but to understand them at the level that I require the musicians, it's rarer to find, and Chip really does. And when I first invited him to play, I think he understood that, you know, what I was trying to do. And he's been a regular member of the group for several years now, and both other faculty members and his graduate students have been parts of the group. As with many groups, we just don't have one person for every position, because that would be impossible, meaning people have other interests and other performances and gigs and commitments. So I have two or three people that I can use for each band member. The kind of the A-plus version of the group, when we play some higher profile engagements, for example, last year we played the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. We also opened up the season at Jazz at the Bistro in St. Louis, and we've also played at the main stage, the St. Louis Jazz Festival. For those kinds of gigs, I really like to have Chip McNeil with Chip Stevens on trumpet, another great local player, Jeff Helgeson, or perhaps Tito Carrillo, then usually Josh Walden on bass and Jeff Magby, and I share the drums and percussion duties. But there are other musicians who contribute equally to the group. Chris Raymond, who is a graduate doctoral student at the university, is a very active member of the group. Glenn Wilson, who's a part-time faculty, great baritone saxophonist, is part of the group. Kevin Hart plays with the group. So,
Kevin Hart, the vibraphonist in particular, and other mallets especially, right?
Yeah, but he's also a quite a good piano player.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's been, I think he's been doing more piano playing than just about anything else the last few years, and so he is definitely on the list of people I call when I need somebody.
And he's currently in Bloomington Normal, isn't
That's
he?
That's right.
Yeah, and Glenn Wilson also based there.
Exactly.
But most of the rest are in Champaign-Urbana. Jeff Magby is a graduate of the university, wonderful percussionist all around.
Right.
And Josh Walden playing bass. I don't know if he's a U of I grad or not. You know, I just had an image all of a sudden. I'm looking at one of the photos of you from your website, and I wondered how folks who might be more used to seeing you in a white lab coat, how they react when they see you in behind the congas.
Well, yeah, it depends. You know, we had we played just a couple of nights ago for a private party, and this happened to be a party where there were a lot of physicians. As a matter of fact, there was a woman at the party who had had a very rare condition, fortunately not a dangerous or aggressive condition, but a very rare condition which I diagnosed. So she thought it was pretty unusual she knew about this physician who had made this diagnosis, and when other people were not that certain what was going on, and then it just happened to be the drummer on the band at her party.
How often are you able to do performances, given, you know, given your profession?
Well, as often as I can get them. I mean, honestly, it's not easy. There are not a lot of venues. There are not a lot of opportunities. Really, our group lives. We're a subculture within two other subcultures. You know, we are a musical subculture within jazz, and then we're also a musical subculture within Latin music as well. And so it really, I have to be pretty resourceful to find places for us to play. I proudly say that my personal quota is I like to get the band out to play twice a month, and I have met or exceeded that quota for probably 8 years running, although it is not always easy.
I'm sure it's not.
Not always easy.
Well, we hope what one of the opportunities that you might be able to get together is to bring the band onto this show. You're playing in August in Peoria. Is that part of a concert series?
It is. It is. There is it's sponsored by Sefku, I believe, and they sponsor a kind of a riverfront jazz series that we'll be part of. We'll also be playing the State Fair, which we usually play the Ethnic Village at the State Fair, usually to quite a good reception, and a lot of people from out of town who happen to be visiting the State Fair are quite surprised to find out that we're a local regional group.
And that's coming up?
That's also coming up in August, I could not quote you the date. All these, as you mentioned, there is a website. You can find out, listeners can find out more about the group and where we're playing and what we're doing. They can listen to samples of our recordings or follow links to purchase our recordings if they're interested by going to craigrusso.com. And I also really appreciate it if people, if they are interested, if they would drop me a note, and then I can put them on our emailing list. I have email lists for the entire region and nationally. Our latest CD, In the Middle, really did receive quite a respectable amount of national and international radio play. And it was ranked as, Latin Beat Magazine gave us quite a nice review, and we appeared on playlists in major cities for a while. I had friends calling me up from San Diego or San Francisco or different places saying, oh yeah, I just heard you on the radio.
Which is always an exciting thing to hear, and
yeah.
And that's a great accomplishment. Congratulations.
Well, we really enjoy what we do, and I think I'm lucky to be able to play with such good musicians. But I offer them an opportunity. The group offers an opportunity for musicians really to express themselves and really cut loose the way they want to cut loose. There's not a lot of times where you could do that. There are constraints, and depending on what situation you're in as a musician, but I give my guys lots of creative freedom. They contribute compositions and arrangements to the recordings. I think on the In the Middle recording, there are two original compositions by Chip McNeil and one by Chip Stevens, and some really fascinating, beautiful work by them. And
some of them are your own compositions as well?
Conceptually... all the tunes are really my idea or my original idea of how we can adapt the tune, the treatment of the tune, or sometimes even rewriting the tune a little bit comes from me. But as I explained, I am a music school dropout, so when it comes to really buffing things up and getting that next level of sophistication and interest, I really rely on the other musicians to contribute their ideas to what they think would make it sound even better, and they do.
That could be the title of your next album, Music School Dropout.
I hadn't thought about it. We are working on another recording, so boy, maybe that's what I need to put on there, Music School Dropout.
Maybe not. Well, I certainly appreciate your coming on the show. And remind folks again that the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project is performing in Champaign Wednesday evening, Turnberry Ridge Park, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, a free program. And it's sort of a subset of your group.
Yeah, we'll be having the quintet version. And we have Chris Raymond, Chip McNeil, Josh Walden, Jeff Magby and me. I think that was five, right?
I think that's five. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we go out with another selection from the CD called In the Middle?
Well, this is the lead tune from the CD. This is a Sonny Rollins jazz classic called Pent Up House. And this is a good example of what we do. The rhythms used on this are, I guess, generically people would call them salsa rhythms. I kind of call them Cuban kind of jazz mambo rhythms. And for those listeners that truly recognize the tune, they'll notice that we slightly rhythmically rework the tune so that it would fit well into the Latin context. And I think that also makes it a little more interesting. So that's a very good example of how we bring together Latin rhythms with a great jazz standard.
And so we'll call it a teaser for anybody who wants to go out and hear the performance Wednesday night at 6:30, again, Turnberry Ridge Park in Champaign. Craig Russo, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
And it is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and here's the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project, a tune by Sonny Rollins called Pent Up House. And you can hear Craig Russo this Wednesday evening at the Turnberry Ridge Park in Champaign at 6:30. Among the other performances you can hear on Wednesday, the Full Monty, the musical being put on by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. That's at 8 o'clock Wednesday evening. The Wedding Singer, also a musical, from at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, two performances on Wednesday at 2 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. The Peoria Municipal Band is at Glen Oak Park in Peoria, Wednesday evening at 7:30. And the Illinois Chamber Music Festival is at Illinois Wesleyan University. That starts Wednesday evening, at least the first of their performances is Wednesday evening at 7:30 in Westbrook Auditorium on the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington. Tonight at 5:30, you can hear Timber Train perform at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo State Park, the Kickapoo Landing music series there. That's tonight at 5:30 in Oakwood. And Champaign-Urbana Theater Company opens Les Miserables, the student edition, Thursday evening. I believe their shows are at 7:30, and that runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be having I think just about all the leads from that cast on this show on Thursday at noon here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Also on Thursday, the Prairie Dogs, local bluegrass group, are performing at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute Music Series, a free series of noontime concerts every Thursday at the main Carl Clinic campus on University Avenue in Urbana. And their lead singer, Jordan Kay, is with us on the show. He'll be here in just a few minutes on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible with support from Lincoln Square Village in Urbana, a lifestyle center with fitness and wellness facilities, including Cardinal Fitness and now open Amara Yoga. And, I guess we covered the calendar. Jordan Kay with us in just a moment.
General Manager Mark Leonard.
WILL Radio has served Central Illinois since 1922. The station has witnessed many changes in our nearly 90 years of service. Now we are going through another turbulent economic environment. When things are unsettled, we turn to things we value. Don't take the things you value for granted. You control how well your public radio station will serve you in the future. As we work to raise the remaining dollars that will pay for the programs that serve the needs of our communities, I hope you will be as generous as you can.
Right now, we're $184,000 away from our June 30th goal. That's $9,000 closer than yesterday. You can get us there with your pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Thanks.
And coming up at around 1 o'clock, we'll have an update of your weather at 101 News Headlines and at 106 Classical Music with Julie Amacher. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. My guest for this portion of the program is Jordan Kay, who plays with the Prairie Dogs and lots of other groups and for special occasions. I'm reading actually from your website, Jordan, the Prairie Dogs. And I know you said this may not be up to date, so you can correct me if it's wrong, but it says you play in pit bands, nursing homes, riverboats, Western theme shows, weddings, turtle races, and believe it or not, symphony orchestras. The symphony orchestras and I think all that other stuff I knew about, but you're going to have to explain the turtle races.
Well, professional musician, I'll just about play any gig. Frog jumping contests.
You have done turtle. Frog jumping contests.
Oh, man, I'll do anything. I'm easy. We want to bring music to the people.
Well, that certainly would do it. Jordan plays guitar, banjo, sings. What are your other, the rest of your bevy of instruments that you carry around with you?
Well, I like to say stringed instruments in general. Anything with strings on it. And that would include all the different kinds of banjos, dobro, lap steel guitar, mandolin, and percussion.
Now, the percussion I didn't know about either. That doesn't count as a stringed instrument, I don't think.
No, but you know what? Every musician ought to be able to bang two pieces of wood together in time, wouldn't you think?
I love the way you put that, and I now that I think about it, you'd think that they could, and they're surprised sometimes when they can't, and then you really have to wonder. The Prairie Dogs is—that's kind of what brought you in today, since you guys are playing on Thursday in Urbana, and we'll be playing later on a couple times in July. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but how long has that group been going on?
Well, actually, amazingly enough, almost 15 years. Now, it just snuck up on us. And in that time, we've went through about 30 different bass players. We've had quite a bit of changes in personnel over that time. But we've been playing in the area. Some of our original gigs would be Huber's Tavern and the Embassy and the Iron Post and the Park District concerts. And we've been playing that stuff all along for about 15 years.
I think the first time I heard you was at Huber's in Champaign.
Yes.
And you know, regularly at the Iron Post. Is it the first Friday of every month?
First Friday of the month from 5 to 7.
And the Iron Post is in downtown Urbana. The Embassy, unfortunately, also downtown Urbana, and that closed earlier this year.
That really hurt. That really hurt us because it was a fun place. Everybody liked it, and it was just a sign of the tough economic times.
And, in fact, I heard another bluegrass group there, the Special Consensus, I remember hearing.
Oh, boy, yeah. Wow.
One time at the Embassy. Yeah, that's another. There's not that many musical venues, at least in Champaign-Urbana. There are, I guess, kind of enough, more than you might think, for a relatively small, large community, or a large, small community, whichever way it goes with the university town. How did you get started in doing all this music stuff?
Well,
yeah, where to begin, huh?
I've just loved music since I was just a little bitty kid, and I guess my mother sang to me in the cradle, and my dad played piano around the house, and he took me to see symphony orchestra concerts, and I just always liked music. Sang in the choir in church, and just learned to play guitar in the folk scare, late 60s, you know. And I think I was fortunate when I was learning to play that there were popular music groups around that featured acoustic guitar, like Peter Paul and Mary and James Taylor and the Eagles and groups that had acoustic guitar in them. So it was just kind of a model. And then I had Hootenanny. Hootenanny Records and Bluegrass Banjos on Fire. And I also really liked Benny Goodman, too.
Well, you quite a wide-ranging types of music, and you play quite a wide range of music.
I like all types of music, and I like to think that the Prairie Dogs had the same idea as the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project, in which they took a song and kind of did it in their own style. And a good song, that's kind of a test of a good song, I think, if it can be played in more than one style. You know, if it only works in a particular style of music, you know, maybe it's not that durable of a melody.
Well, a good song is a good song no matter what you do to it, right?
Well, we hope so. That's what Duke Ellington said.
Yeah, something like that. He had quite a number of things that I wonder if there's a book of quotes from Duke Ellington. It would probably be fairly enriching to read it.
Probably several books. It would take a lot of books to get all that in there.
Yeah, I think so. Do you have formal music training at all?
Yeah, but not enough to get in the way of my banjo picking.
Well, I partly ask that because one of the reasons that you have played with symphony orchestras is that there aren't all that many banjo players around in the first place, and then banjo players who read music at all, or even for that matter, guitar players who read music, is sort of a rarity, it seems. There's so many times that musicians in a lot of traditional instruments have picked stuff up almost exclusively by ear, and you've done a combination of that.
Yeah, well, I started out by ear, and I like to say that's really one of the most valuable things I did in my musical training. Is I just listened to a lot of records and figured out the chord changes by ear, which is basically what you do in ear training in school anyway. But I just stuck with music so long, I decided that I was going to figure out what all these little dots on the paper were all about. And I wasn't going to quit playing music anytime soon, so I thought I'd just explore that, what all the other musicians were doing, you know, looking at the page and having all the great music come out. So I've worked very hard on learning to read music, and I'm still working on it to this day. You know, I started so late, learning that I'm still playing catch up, but I really enjoy that. I really enjoy being able to communicate with other musicians, and I have the greatest respect for conductors who can read all the different clefs and staffs at once. It's just amazing.
Oh, you're just saying that because I'm sitting across from
you. No, it's just like you know, I'm lucky if I can read. Well, I mean, just bass and treble. What a piano player does, read bass and treble at the same time, is pretty amazing, you know. But what conductors do, I have the greatest respect for that.
Well, we're a mutual admiration society then, because I've said on here before many times that I have tremendous admiration and feel more than a hint of jealousy of players who can play without the music, who can improvise, who can listen and hear in that way. Those to me are the musicians that I find particularly astounding, and pianists just as a breed. I just think that if you can play piano well, to me, that's a great thing. And part of it is because I quit doing it, I think, when I was in fourth grade, which was, I think, one of the tragedies of my own life. So we can admire each other here, which is sort of nice. You brought along a couple of recordings we might as well give a listen to and give an idea of what the Prairie Dogs sound like for anybody who hasn't had the chance to hear. Do you want to tell us about this one you picked?
Oh, yeah. Well, we usually start all our shows. We have a kind of a rough framework that we, a rough set list that we work from, and we just we like to start with a Y'all Come. It's kind of a welcoming song, and everybody in the band sings a verse, everybody in the band plays a solo, so it's a good song to start out with, and that's what we're going to listen to.
It's the Prairie Dogs. Jordan Kay is the lead vocalist, or the first vocalist. And as it happens, just like the Craig Russo project earlier, this recording also made in the Pogo Studio by Mark Rubel, who was on the show yesterday. It all comes together here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll all come to see you and never ever leave you. So y'all come and see us by and by. Y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, ah, y'all come and see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, ah, y'all come to see us now and then.
Coming, they're coming by the dozen. They're eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they're not looking any thinner. And this is what you hear them say.
Y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, ah, y'all come to see us when you can.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, ah, y'all come to see us now and then.
Grandma's a-wishing they come into the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But when they start to leaving and Grandma's a-grieving, you can still hear old Grandma say,
y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, y'all come, ah, y'all come to see us when you can.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, ah, y'all come to see us now and then.
The Prairie Dogs, Y'all Come, Jordan Kay, lead guitar and vocals, Ken Pappy Holmes on banjo and also vocals, Josh Houchin, the bassist and vocals, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Jordan Kay is my guest on this portion of the show, and they will be playing sort of. Well, they will be playing, but they is sort of the Prairie Dogs, as Jordan was just telling me as we were listening to this music here at in Urbana at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute. They've had a music series that's been going on for some months now, free program every Thursday at noon up on University Avenue in Urbana at the main Carl Clinic campus. It's a brand-new facility there, and a nice sort of atrium-style lobby they've been doing this thing for a little while. And so, Jordan, it's the Prairie Dogs, and it isn't the Prairie Dogs.
Well, it is being billed as Jordan O'Kay's Irish Surprise.
Okay. You want to explain that?
Well, it's a leftover from St. Patrick's Day. I like doing a theme. I like having themes in our sets, you know, and it gives us an opportunity to play songs that we don't always play. And as I mentioned before, I like all kinds of different music, and I'm a fan of the Clancy Brothers. And actually, the roots of bluegrass are in the old jigs and reels from Ireland and Scotland. That's one of the roots of bluegrass music. So I've always liked to listen to that. And so we put together a special event show for St. Patrick's Day, and we played at Huber's, and we enlisted Jake Schumacher, program director of WILL AM.
FM.
Oh, is he FM? Really?
Well, actually, FM and AM now, but that's another story.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm confused. How did an accordion player get to gets such a position of a court importance. moving right along.
We won't go down far down that road.
Well, Jake leads the Irish session at Bentley's.
That's in downtown Champaign also.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday nights, and just a terrific player. You know, he knows 1,000 or more songs, and so and I know about 10 or 15 Irish drinking songs by the Clancy Brothers, so we just kind of put together a little show, and our regular banjo player was out of town, so we thought we'd revive this. It's not just for St. Patrick's Day anymore.
So it'll be yourself on guitar, and Josh Houchin will be there, the bassist.
Yes.
So the absent one will be Ken Holmes and Jake Schumacher on the accordion. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. But we do, we actually have a lot of guest artists, and when we play at the Iron Post on the first Friday, we have what I like to call our resophonic guitar icon, Tex Wynn. He's 78 years old, and he just does a great job on playing the dobro, and he's just a fascinating person. He's just had a very interesting life. He's extremely creative. He was a fabricator at Kraft for years, and so he can just build stuff if I give him ideas, and turn him loose on that. He's done some amazing things, like our mascot coyote with the eye that lights up, and our old speaker cabinets, and he also built a mobile stage that sometimes we tow around and perform on. So you can see Tex with us on the first Friday of the month.
So that'll be what?
July 3rd.
Next Friday already. Fridays from
holy
now.
Holy mackerel, coming right up.
Yeah, and we actually just have a couple of minutes on the show. The time just flies along here. Let me mention the next gig, which I have just misplaced here all of a sudden. Oh, part of the Urbana Park District Neighborhood Nights Concert Series. Prairie Dogs, the real Prairie Dogs,
yeah,
right? We'll be playing on July the 15th at Wheatfield Park. That starts at 6:30, so that's something to look forward to. And we'll try to have you guys on when they all get back in town.
We'd love to do that.
And do a little playing. Jordan Kay, my guest on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Will you go out with another of your tunes that you recorded with Mark Rubel? What's this one called?
Well, it's a Buck Owens song. Speaking of songs done in a different style, Buck Owens is known for his hardcore country honky-tonk, but we gave it a little bluegrass treatment, and here's My Heart Skips a Beat.
On Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Oh, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel it trembling in my feet. To know your mind until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. I did a double take the day I met you. Oh, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my feet. Know your mind until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
And the Prairie Dogs on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here's a quick look at our weather. There is a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the entire WILL severe weather coverage area. This afternoon will be mostly sunny, hot, and humid, a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms, the high 93. Tonight, clear, calm, and muggy with a low of 72. Tomorrow, sunny, continued hot and humid, the high 93. And Thursday, partly sunny, with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Currently 89 degrees. News headlines are next. WILO's programs made possible by Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Also offering a variety of tea and chai, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. This is WILL.